When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? Today's, yeah. It's been done with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my seat.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first? Oh, wait. Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay. Hi, guys. What do you do?
What is going on, people?
Welcome.
Episode
166.
We saw our intro.
Why?
Our intro is never smooth.
No, I do quite well.
You do, actually. I think I'm the one who interrupts. Because I'm never sure, because you pause. So I'm not sure if that this is...
Okay, let's start again.
Let's do it again.
What it do, baby? It's your girl, Kiel Aubrey.
It's fine, royalty.
And we are back with another episode.
That's right, episode 166.
Woo woo.
I don't know what I'm doing a lot of like fingers. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
We're here.
We're here. No, I've had a decent week. I think it's gone really quickly. I feel like the months and weeks are going by very quickly.
We're in August. Actually, that's sweet. You're like, it's only Christmas. Yeah,
we're literally in August, basically.
It's actually Christmas, yeah.
When this episode comes out, it'll be August.
Yes. Happy new month, guys. That is so true.
How can Brent say under the couch? He's so annoying. I said, where are you? He said under the couch.
Brent is so annoying. He's such an annoying human being.
But
don't you think, okay, let's do a... what's it called?
A half year recap.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel weird this year.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like something is just off this year.
I hear you. I think that what I feel is more like bad stuff is like waiting. I feel like sometimes I feel like bad stuff is waiting around the corner to get me.
Like, yeah, like I feel very on edge this year.
Yeah. Like I feel like, and it's, there's things that have happened that I'm thinking, this is so random. Like, why? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So at the same time, I just feel like I can't also fully enjoy things because I'm scared.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. This year is just, I know what you mean. It's like I'm kind of on edge. And I feel like, do you know, it feels like so much stuff that's happened over the years.
Yeah.
I finally caught up with me this year. And it's like, I'm on edge and I'm thinking about this. Like,
yeah.
It's weird.
And overthinking a lot of things as well. Like, literally, like somebody could say, okay, like in a text.
I'm like, in what tone do you mean okay?
And I'm like,
where's the AY?
Did I say something to upset you?
Why is it like, why is it just O and K?
Yeah, like, but literally the person just could just be like, okay, like on the like run, like, on the okay, run. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been overthinking so many random like things that like, it just doesn't even make sense, honestly.
I just think life is weird, man. I'm like, gosh, how is one getting older?
That's like, the thing.
It's just weird. I don't know what it is. It's weird. Do you feel a bit warm?
Yeah, it is warm.
Brent, what we do is complain about the AC. Now we're telling Brent that.
But
I don't know, man. It's weird.
I think the first, I think before I went in Ghana,
yeah,
I was having a tough time.
Yeah,
I feel like I came back from Ghana December. I came back from Ghana. I was like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Then up until I went again, I was like, oh, this life is hard.
Life is actually hard.
And then now I'm just like, you know what? I'm in a okay space, but again, I'm scared.
Yeah, like, I just think, you can't even sit in there, okay, because you're like, something around the corner.
Exactly. That's how I feel, yeah. So it's just like, can I fully enjoy things?
Yeah, do you know what I keep thinking about as well? So basically, this year, I think I told you,
yeah,
I did a future me letter.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that thing.
alone. That would be last year.
Oh, and I keep thinking, okay, should I go and read this so I can try and get myself back on track if anything?
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't want to see it.
That was literally me last year. Like, as in, I wrote it in 2019. No, 2020.
Yeah.
And then 2021. First
year we in? 2022.
Oh, 2022. So I wrote in 2021, yeah.
Even that's weird to me. Why are we in 2022?
No, when did I write it? December 2021.
No, no, 2020.
Yeah, to see it. No.
No, yeah, because you were meant to see, I remember you were meant to see it in December 2021.
Yeah.
Then you kept postponing it even to the new year of 2022. Do you remember?
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't, I still haven't read it. I don't know where that letter is. I'm never going to lie. I don't even know they posted it to me, you know.
Are they meant to post your email?
I mean, email it. I don't know if, because I don't want to see it. Because I knew that whatever I've written there, not one. But you know, it's mad. Not that I fully remember, but I'm sure that the things that was really dear to me.
Yeah.
Not one of that shit came to pass.
I think that's what it is. I'm a bit nervous. I'm like, because when I wrote it, I poured my heart into it. And I spoke in where I was. And it was more of a lot of like, future, what I want for myself.
Yeah.
And I really think I really feel like I've derailed.
Well, you haven't derailed. I like, feel like it. You're literally like some vagabond that's like off the streets.
I feel like
some crackhead.
Just, I feel like it. And I feel like, obviously, I can't exactly say exactly one of the main things where you might catch on as we talk on, because I'm not going to put my business out there like that. But I feel like my relationship with God has had a lot to play in it.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just really feel like I'm like off the rails.
I hear that. But then that's like, you have that self-awareness to be like, okay, I recognize.
Yeah, but I'm not getting back on the rail.
Well, you need to. But you know what? I hear you.
It's a lot.
I do hear you because this is mad, yeah? But like, I've set a reminder on my phone to
was that your ring? I was thinking who.
Yeah. It's because I was putting hand sanitizer. Quick segue, side note.
That's splits everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then I was like, okay, let me take off my rings. Let me just
I don't know how people don't actually. Yeah, I know now. So yeah. I cover it. Oh, yeah, it's the whole thing.
But yeah, was saying yeah. So I have a reminder to read my Bible every day at 10 o'clock, guys.
Okay.
First it was even 9
or p.m.
p.m.
Okay.
First was even 9 o'clock, but then Love Island, I said, okay, let me move it to 10.
Yeah.
Guys. Every single time that notification comes on my phone, I just swipe it up like a TikTok. That is so, it's so bad. And then after that, I was like,
I just swipe it up like a TikTok. It was bad because I'm the same.
It's so bad. The other day I had to check myself. I said, Akria.
Do you know what's mad?
You're meant to read your Bible.
So, every day, yeah. Because I had this routine. When I tell you, I was so good, because even with gym as well, I don't know the rest of my gym anymore.
I asked me when the last time I went to the gym.
Do you know what I'm going to say? Basically, I decided from August. I'm not doing takeaways in August. I'm not.
We did this last year.
No, but this time, I'm being serious. And then this week, I'm also going to budget. I need to stop spending money like I have it in the money. I need to stop.
Yeah, same.
So
same.
There's a few goals I'm setting myself for August,
and
I'm going to be strict with it.
Mm.
I'm going to KFC tonight though.
You know, it was so funny. Literally, I was thinking after this as well. I feel like we have the same mind, because after this, I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to get one fatty food. Like, I'm going to chicken and chip shop because I'm hungry. I'm starving.
And I was like, I need to stop. And the thing is, that what's annoying me as well is like, I'm not really that hungry. It's more my craving.
Yes, I've been having cravings so today.
You glutton. Yeah. What is your problem? But it's like comfort food.
Yeah, but for me, I think it's more period.
Okay, that's good. I just came off mindset. So I don't know what my problem is.
It's probably the same thing.
But I'm going to, so from August, I'm really going to be like,
okay, I'm not going to hold you accountable.
Yeah, I'm not going to be too harsh on myself. I think when I'm too harsh on myself is where I get to fall off.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one day at a time, but be intentional. Like every day, I'm going to write down my goals.
Yeah.
And every single day, I'm going to start my day and read it off.
Yeah.
But back to the Bible that I was swapping like TikTok. So every day, so my routine used to be I wake up at 5 o'clock. Read my Bible till like 6. Then I go to the gym. Like do work.
Yeah.
Obviously since TDA, I'm not blaming TDA if I get fired. But my wake up time now is like 5:15.
Yeah,
5:30,
it's harder,
right?
Yeah.
So that means if I want to read my Bible, I have to wake up at like 4 o'clock. I got to bed that early for that. Yeah. And with Love Island, I can't wait for Love Island to be. I think when Love Island is done, And I hate that I have to say this.
Yeah, because it seems like you're choosing the world over Jesus. It's bad.
And that's not right.
Yeah.
So every morning my phone lets me know that, hello, bitch, read your Bible.
Yeah.
I don't be reading. I have not been reading my Bible.
Yeah, same.
And then, so I've got the Bible app, yeah.
Yeah.
My streaks is so high, yeah. But I'm a fraud.
Wow.
Because basically, you know, you get a notification saying like, you're going to lose your streak.
Okay. So no, because I don't use the Bible app. I use the actual physical.
I use it, but you know what it is? Because I use the Bible app for like the daily one versus
whatever.
But whenever I read, I would read from my actual Bible.
Yeah.
So if I have a plan on here,
yeah,
I would just use the plan as a guideline as to what to read. Because I like the actual, I feel like I take it in differently when I read like a physical Bible.
Yeah, same.
But every day, I have not read my Bible yet.
Yeah.
But I still go in, because I'm competitive. So I still go in to make sure I don't lose my streak.
That's very naughty.
But what I'm going to do, I said as well, because I was like, you're phony. You're a fraud. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let it reset.
Okay.
From 1st August. Ask me, guess what my streak is?
I don't know.
No, take a wild guess.
Is it numbers?
Yeah, so it's basically numbers. You know on Snapchat, when you snap someone a day,
and
you have that streak.
Yeah.
Like, you've been, like, every day you've snap someone, this same person.
Yeah, you get like a best friend or something like that.
Yeah, so that the streak is basically the number of days you've got into Bible app, but like you lose it if you have a break in between.
Oh.
So if I did like 5 days consistently, my streak would be like 5 days. Yeah. So guess what my streak is?
7?
No.
It's less than that.
Do you know?
What?
864.
That's good.
It's good.
That's really good.
Actually, I'm not losing. I'm sorry, guys. God.
This is you starting afresh.
So this is, no.
This is a phony fake number.
No, but there's phony fake in that, stats in that.
Oh.
So when I started it, I was very consistent in everything.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, there's a few numbers. Yeah, you got to start from,
Like maybe I just start fresh and then that way that's a way to keep myself accountable.
Yeah, yeah. And you know that these numbers are actual.
A reflection because I need to get my spiritual life. So I'm like, God, it's me.
But you know what I've realized as well, not to cut you off, is that I've realized that when certain things are going on in my life, I stray from God.
Yeah.
Like, and
like good or bad things?
Good things. I feel like, I feel guilty, but I feel like sometimes I tend to lean more towards to God when I'm going through it. And then when I'm enjoying, I'm like, oh yeah, like God, you're good. Okay, cool. I'm right, still doing me. Like, but I should lean on, like I should still talk to him.
Period. Like
in general, through the good, through the bad. Yeah. But I just think I talk to him more when it's,
do I think we should do it? I think we should have like that mindset of, you know, we're like prevention is better than cure.
Yeah.
So not just turn to God when things are bad, but let's turn to him early.
So that it doesn't get like bad.
Things, yeah. And even if they do go bad, we've kind of already got the solution for it.
Yeah.
But damn, man.
Yeah, it's actually mad.
I need to get myself back on like proper schedule.
And into a routine, innit?
Into a routine. And like, I don't know if I want to say this.
No, I hear
it. I feel
it.
Like dating hasn't helped me either.
And I was just, that was what I was thinking. I was, in terms of like me saying when good stuff, like I feel like when I'm like happy and I'm dating and
it's like I tend to go when I'm lonely. And that's not good.
And then God's looking at me like, but when a guy breaks your heart, you're here sitting on your bed
crying,
reading every scripture, doing this. When I give you somebody, you want to ignore me now. Okay, cool.
It's terrible.
And that's bad.
It's terrible.
It's actually terrible. But I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to go back into a routine.
Yeah.
Like, proper be serious because we need God through the good and the bad. Like,
and like, I just keep thinking, if I get called above, it's going to be very awkward. When God says your streak was at 864, but girl, you spent 2 days with me.
Yeah. I feel so guilty. Like, I'd be swiping it up. So I'm thinking, how many times are you going to do this? That's so bad. That is so bad. Like,
it's horrible.
Yeah. I think since coming back from Ghana, I have just no gym, not reading my Bible. Like, if you lot see the state of my room, and this is me just outing myself, Same. It's a bomb.
It's like I'm looking, like, and do you know what's annoying? It's like, I make things so neat.
And then
I'm looking for one top.
Men deserve toys too. Manly toys. With Goat Guns, we turned historical firearms into accurate miniature gun models. They are one-third the scale and less than one-tenth the cost. Our die-cast metal models come with intricate working parts so you have something to fidget around with during those work calls. Have a little fun and start your gun model collection today at goatguns.com.
It's chaotic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, unfortunately, I don't have the time to sort this out. Yeah. So we're going to see the chaos, but yeah. I'm going to sort it this weekend.
That's what I said.
There's certain things that, so I don't like going to like a new year or like a new birthday with like mess around me and like, I feel like I have to kind of get myself, I have to feel like I'm in order.
Yeah.
And then that's the path I will walk in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sort out before I turn my next age.
Yeah.
And yeah, August, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna do my budget. I don't budget. I live on vibes.
I don't budget either. I budget in my head in terms of like.
Yeah, I budget my head. And then.
Yeah, like how much I wanna spend.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? Strict. So I budget in my head, yeah. I'll be like, oh, I spend this and that. But in the event of enjoyment, I need to spend more. I'm like, okay.
That's the thing.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like there has to be a fine balance of like enjoyment and budgeting.
There has to be, but the way because technically.
We don't actually do enjoyment that much.
And you know, I find it weird that like when I get a salary, like, I can't, what am I working for then?
Exactly. Like that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it has to be a balance where like you save a little bit and you enjoy, like not obviously all the rest that all you have, but like, because I just think we have to enjoy. It's also if we're in Saint-Tropez and we're in Dubai and we're like, we're actually.
And I want to be.
Do you know what I mean? We're not doing so much.
Yeah, exactly.
We're literally stuck in this UK, bruv.
Honestly.
So. Yeah,
I need to sort that out.
I need to get back into a routine. I need to get back into the gym because honestly,
I've been starting and stopping.
I've even froze my account. That's how bad it
was. Because you're like, why am I paying for it?
If I know mentally right now, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna be there. So why am I wasting money? So I was like, you know, let me freeze my account until mentally I'm like, okay, I can get myself back in.
But,
and I want to change gyms as well. So
okay,
to somewhere closer.
Yeah, because I was talking to Jeb about it. I was like, do you know what? I put so much pressure on myself in terms of like gym and like, you have to be consistent. And I keep comparing myself to when I was so, and I think for me, it's not like I can't let go of the past. I keep thinking, I honestly would have had abs if I was carrying, because I was there consistently, just so consistent and doing so well.
Yeah.
So whenever now I compare myself to that, I'm like, so I always try to like get back into that person. But babes, it took you a while to build that person up.
It's a journey.
I need to remind myself of that.
Yeah.
But I definitely need to like get back and not just be word.
Yeah, I even saw a post that said, we shared it today and it said, forgive yourself for being inconsistent, then take some time to create a plan, a new plan, a different plan to move forward with. Don't hold a grudge against yourself. Instead, keep trying, keep reminding yourself why. Let's get it.
Because that's my bag.
And a lot of people was resonating like, it's so easy to be inconsistent with yourself.
Yeah.
But you just have to keep, don't, also kill yourself over it.
Literally, like, I beat myself up. I'll be like, oh, look, you didn't go today. Then I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, just like reset, replan, and we move.
Yeah.
But as long as you don't give up, I think that's the key thing, is just not giving up, because
I'm going to do it.
That's
August,
the easiest thing to do.
I'm going to do it. If you guys want to keep me accountable as well, do it.
Yeah, no. Because before I went and gun, I was so consistent with the gym. I was seeing results.
I was so consistent.
And I was like, okay, girl, like... But then I think also because I was going through a hard time as well, so it was making me be consistent. Whereas I think now I'm just enjoying being high. Like, I need to
definitely. I'm going to get back into it. I need to. I'm going to do it because it's getting out of hands.
And that's how people be gaining happy weights, you know.
I'm always asking, like, am I bigger than when you met me? Because this is not.
No.
It's not giving.
No.
It's actually ridiculous.
And the thing is, it's not like we're like obese.
Yeah, but like, you know, like when already you already think it's like the body, the small fear thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what? Speaking on that, I ordered 5 items from Zara.
Mm-hmm.
5 whole items.
Yeah.
A couple of them were small, a couple of them are medium, large. Because you never know with Zara. You just don't know.
Their seamstress is on one recently.
I kept 2 items. Do you know what I kept? I kept a large top.
Yeah.
And I kept a small dress. And the small dress is even a bit too big.
Their sizing is off.
I said, this is the root of body dysmorphia because it makes no sense. Yeah. And the skirt I really, really wanted, the bitch couldn't zip up. And it was a medium.
Their sizing is off, trust me.
Very. I said, because I was like, I can't even lie to you. If I go for a large in this skirt, I didn't think it would fit.
Yeah.
It's going to be for the little booty girl.
Yeah, their sizing is off because I remember I got a 14 mum jeans.
Yeah.
And then what was wrong with it? It was too short in length.
Okay.
And the waist is obviously also always big.
Yeah.
Then I went into the shop the other day and then I tried a 12 and it fit. And I was like, how can a 12 and a 14 like
Do you know what I had to
at
get?
The same time? And both the waists were big and the length was short. So I'm just thinking,
like, what's the truth here? I had to get a 16.
Yeah.
And get it tailored. Because the sizes was
the
just
the sizing
not
is off, yeah.
Working with me. I literally, I was like, I'm going to have to get a 16 and get it tailored because...
Yeah, yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Girl, that's like a, that's an anklet.
No, literally. And I was like, even shocked when I put it on and it fit. And I was like, but I tried on the 14 and it had the same fit, but the waist was both equally big. And I don't know the length. I feel like, is it just me who feels like their length is short?
Yeah. I don't know who they're working with because I would think that the European models are tall.
Tall, yeah.
So like, what are we working with here?
Yeah.
Unless them capri joints. You know, them capri joints.
But yeah. And it's so annoying as well having to always get your stuff tailored. Like, honestly, like 50% of my stuff, the waist has to get tailored, like shorts, and it's always trouser stuff, like trousers or shorts.
I need to get,
always if it's not, if it's especially denim with material, like stuff, it's okay, I can get away with it because it's snatch.
Yeah,
but denim most likely have to get their waist tailored.
There's even a jumpsuit I need from Zara. I need to get tailored actually because one of those ones where it's like I look like a Teletubby, where it's like, you know when the back is gappy.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. Now I just look like I just got one long back instead of a bum.
Yeah, no. Sizing now is off.
It's very annoying.
Very, very annoying. Like, very off.
I'm just over it.
And now you have to pay for delivery, for refund returns as well. It's crazy. I spent the money to buy it and now...
But not in store, right?
I don't think, no, not in store.
Only in post.
I think so, yeah.
Like, they were going to see me in the store all the time.
The thing is, all the stores are not named, like not proper named.
Oh, near you.
So it's, I have to get a train.
Oh, that's long.
But yeah, no, everything is just so long. Like the inflation thingy. Have you seen the McDonald's, the cheeseburger now on £1.19? For one small cheeseburger. Do you know how small the cheeseburgers are?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like a Krabby Patty. It's ridiculous. It's, like, the inflation is mad, man. I was even saying today how, so petrol price has gone down yet. It's like 180.9 yet, but I would say something's not right. Like, I'm being cheated because it's gone down by like 9p.
Yeah.
9p.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm still spending this. It's still the amount of same amount of money.
Maybe you're getting less for how much you're paying. So you're still technically paying the same.
I'm paying the same. Do you get me? Something's happening because if it's meant to be cheaper, that means I fill my tank up for less. But I'm not. I'm filling my tank up for the exact same price as when it was super expensive. So what's the point? Like, what's
I think you're probably paying less but filling up more.
No, because it's the same engine. It's the same amount of litres that I fill in every single time. That I don't get it. Because I'll be standing there thinking, I'm still standing here.
But is it a price per litre?
Yeah, so it's like 180.9 per litre, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe the amount of litre they're giving out.
No, because it will still work out to like a litre. So it would be like, so typically I'll get like 33 litres, for example. But if 33 litres when it was like 189 for something, it's like £55 or whatever. If it's like 180.9, 33 litres should not be the same price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So I think that they're putting on a board that is different, but in the store, they're cheating us. I just don't trust anything anymore.
Mate, I think I saw today that, who was it? It was one company that had made something ridiculous amount of profit, like 1.5 or something like that profit. Who was it? Off of their customers. Was that British Gas or something? Like
probably.
The owner of British Gas had made like something. Yeah, so the British Gas owner, Centrica, has just posted 1.34 billion profit in the first 6 months of this year. This is a 5x increase on last year. Do you know how mad that is? Because you remember when everyone's complaining about their energy bills?
Brent, you scared the... Oh my gosh.
Really?
Because he wasn't meant to be here.
Oh, it's because I saw him first, probably. Yeah, but I'm kind of chilly now, though.
My heart is probably beating.
I saw him.
Because I heard the door and I was like, and I'm thinking, why are you still talking? You're ridiculous.
Him.
You smell nice. You're going to link, Brent's going to link a girl.
Oh, right.
Make sure my hair is nice. Oh, yeah, I'm getting my hair done, yeah. See, I thought I said my hair was dead now. I mean, it is. It's really dirty, but.
I'm so done.
That really scared me.
No, I saw him.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I felt when I walked in here and there was no one here. And I said,
well, damn.
What's going on? And that was slightly open. I said, yep, he's gonna buy
it. He's
gonna
get
robbed. He's about to get robbed.
But
because do you remember when everyone was complaining about the energy bills going up?
They still are, because
yeah.
Because you know what it is? Because again, conspiracy, because basically, you know, in winter, yeah. First of all, the energy prices and the real prices goes up every single January. It's like a tradition in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
But in winter is when obviously you see the gas prices goes up, because obviously we're heating or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then in summertime, you don't really spend as much on gas.
Yeah.
But electricity should stay the same as it was during winter, right?
Yeah.
Because it's still the same amount of electricity. But somehow, your electricity bill goes up in summer, even though there's nothing to heat and warm up.
Yeah.
And I have this belief that they're substituting where they're not getting the gas as much anymore because we're not using heating.
Yeah.
They put it onto the electricity.
Yeah.
It's all a scam.
Oh, 100%.
And how are you making, like, and that's the thing, stuff like that, I just think it's just so, like, it's inhumane because
it's
you're
scary.
Making billions of, like, profits when people, do you remember that? I don't know if you saw that story of some lady, some elderly woman who says she spends her entire day riding on buses because her house is too cold and she cannot afford to put on the heating. So she spends, because obviously buses have heating or whatever.
Yeah.
So she spends her whole day, like, riding on buses with her freedom pass.
Yeah.
Do you know what Boris Johnson said?
He's
the one who brought that freedom pass. Conservatives brought the freedom pass in, so.
So she should make use of it.
No, she's lucky. At least she's got freedom.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
No, she's got freedom pass.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
At least she's got something.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is
crazy. Honestly, literally, she said that's what she does every single day. There's people, like, even some other woman reported on, she was saying how, like, she's had to budget to a T, where, like, even, like, the her baby cam, she can't use it because obviously it plugs in, it runs all day, electricity.
Oh,
she
can't.
She's going to wash that baby with her eyes because she can't afford, like, literally the Wi-Fi, all that kind of stuff. She's cut it off.
It's tough.
Where she then used to use a hotspot from her mobile phone. Like, people are going through it in this country.
Even I saw the other day they had the breakdown of salaries and how much you get, like, you'd get monthly after, like, the NI deductions and stuff. And it's crazy because, like, you can literally get a 10K pay rise and the monthly salary difference is not that much because of, like, NI. Yeah. And I was like, that is so crazy. Like, I'm thinking there's people, like, on our salary with, like, kids and, like, so much stuff to pay
for. And my salary is not even enough. I decided today I just get a new job. I'm spending my week off hunting. I need a new job. I cannot.
No, literally. And then I was like, how? Like, it's barely enough for me. I'm just surviving. Let alone having a kid. Like,
you have to actually have one, two, to feed three. This money.
Yeah, like, I would be pissed.
In my workplace, they pissed me because they were like, oh, they're going to give a percentage rise and whatever. Okay, when I worked out, it's like £50 a month.
Oh yeah, they do such silly stuff. They do silly stuff like 2% or like something ridiculous.
What's
like
that
gonna do? Yeah, but it's crazy. It's actually crazy. When I think about it, I just think, how would I at this age meant to feed, like pay for daycare, nursery, like
daycare, is the worst.
When I hear some of the money that people are paying a week,
If I robbery. I would have got qualification and take care of your kids for half it.
It's robbery.
I could actually do half the money and make a profit. It's mad.
It's
man.
Actually mad.
It's too much.
And, like, I think, I was talking to someone, he was at how he had to, his son had to go to daycare early because the mom had to go back to work.
Mm.
But he was saying, like, because the son went early, like something ridiculous, like from 6 months or something.
Yeah.
So he's been paying for time. Because obviously
they're still like nappy, all that stuff is extra T's and C's, babes.
And he's like, he's been paying. And I was like, raw, like,
wild.
That's why you should be thankful if you have, like, when people say it takes a village to raise a child, it really, really does.
If you have, honestly, it really takes a village.
So if you have like someone that you can rely on, to depend on, treasure them because it's crazy.
It takes a village, like,
it's actually crazy.
It's stupid.
Wow.
Life is so stupid expensive.
It, like, is crazy.
It's mad. Like, I even saw a post that they were talking about, like, even like the thing in Nigeria, right?
Mm.
And they're talking about basically, I think in like 2000, like a certain amount of naira. Oh, do you know, talk, let me try and find it. Because when I saw the stats.
It's another thing, I'm a little bit cold.
When I saw the stats, I said, I know you're lying.
What about, what is it for?
It's, what's it called? It's for like the basically like the price, the difference in prices now in Nigeria.
Well, the currency.
As in currency, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same with CDs as well. So like, for example, with CDs, before, so now it's basically, like, I think it's like 10 in pounds, you would say like £10 for one CD.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So in there, one CD would technically be like a pound.
Mm-hmm.
But so if I was to transfer, if I was to send £10,
yeah,
it would the equivalent there would be a pound. And that's like, that's so crazy. Like, it's, if you send, for example, £200,
yeah,
I think they would get 2012 or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that, like, is good for us because obviously you get more money,
yeah,
for what you send. But for that, for the economy, is bad there. Like, everything is just in, it's tits wild. Up.
I think I can't find the exact thing now, but basically it was something like how back in the date, right, that 2000 or something, yeah, like that, yeah. Whatever naira you were making was equivalent to like $1,000 equivalent today. It's like $300, the same amount of naira.
Wow,
it's mad.
And it's peak for people who live there who want to exchange like into pounds.
When you're coming on holiday, boy,
you have to put your whole life savings.
Sell your house.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's good for us when we go back home because it's like, but then even when you go back home, trust me, there's certain places where you're paying UK prices.
Absolutely. And especially when,
and it's shocking.
When you're from, you're paying, you're definitely paying.
Even UK restaurants, prices. Like, there's certain places I went to and I said, this is basically UK price. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So how are people who are living here afford this, like, on a regular?
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Because life is expensive over there as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ain't cheap. Nothing is cheap no more.
Nothing is cheap, man.
Nothing is cheap.
Like, I wish that we had shifts in life sometimes. Where I got to, like, my salary can still come in.
Yeah.
But I get to pause. Like, I don't get to go out or do anything. Because it's wild,
it's,
man.
Crazy. Like, everything. I think the only thing that stayed the same is probably, like, event tickets.
No. It's expensive now, Akuya. Actually, how much you pay for the last event?
How much
2019, we're not, was that 27 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
2019, we're not paying that.
Really? How much were you paying? I feel like I've always paid around that range, you know?
Yeah, because you'd be getting late tickets. You're getting a fourth release.
I think I've always paid from like 10 to 10 to 30 range. I've paid for tickets. Trust me. Do you remember Pitch Sundays? There was a time where they were selling it for like £30.
No, but that was a final release though.
Yeah, I know, but
Pitch started with 10, then it go like
20, 30, 40. 15,
20. Yeah, but like, those are like final release. But yeah, it was worth it.
It was.
It was worth it. Is there going to be a pitch to someone? Pitch?
Apparently they're back.
In Stratford?
Yeah, apparently they're back. But I don't know.
The
vibe is not.
It's gone. It would have to be one where it's like, I hear bit people talking about they want to go.
I'm sorry, but when's the next? Where are we going to next?
Where are we going to next? I don't know, you know.
I'm trying to live up the summer.
I saw one the other day. But I don't want to go to one that's like a, no offense, but like an upcoming event. I'm joking.
Oh, no. But I want to go to like, I don't, at the same time.
You know the three-letter one?
Oh, yeah, but
I don't know.
I was going to say something, but I can't say it.
No, say it.
No. I know what I can and cannot say, please. After doing this for 4 or 5 years.
It's not me, but I can say it.
No, you can say on the mic, and no, you can't say on the mic.
Messy boots.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I need to be outside.
I want to do things, but I don't want to do things that are too expensive.
That's the thing.
I want to like have fun and do things. I definitely want to go on a brunch.
To be fair, I'm outside this weekend.
Okay, that's good. Is weather's nice as well?
Yeah, it's my cousin's birthday, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but apart from, I'm just thinking, okay, next weekend.
There's
no, like,
do you mean there's nothing? What am I doing? So
there must be something next weekend. There has to be something.
There ain't. This weekend, I'm going, I'm just going out for dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's literally with Crystal. That's it. I'm doing my hair, that's it. Next weekend's, literally nothing going on.
But we have to find something for next weekend. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, let's try and find something for next weekend. I don't mind that.
Because I need to, like, I'm trying to, like, you know when you just think, what a summer.
You know when you go on holiday, yeah? Like when you go back to Ghana, right?
Yeah.
And you just have that, the lounges are just fun. Why don't we have that here?
They do.
Where?
Like lounges.
No, but like a lounge has got like great music.
Yeah, they nice do. Food. I went to one like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, I want to do a lounge that can be good.
Yeah.
Lounge.
It was like, literally, it was like one of the best lounges I've been to. There's really? So many lounges, yeah. That, don't want to say the name, obviously.
No, because I'm not paying you. But like,
it was like shisha, good music, okay. Food. Like,
I never get that.
And I was shocked at the music because usually the music ain't good.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it was like Afrobeats. Yeah. Okay. You've probably been there before. It's in Greenwich.
Not a lounge, is it?
No, that is not a lounge. You've been there before.
I want
been
an
there
African
before.
One that's got like peppered meats and like stuff like that.
Oh no, that one, that's more like South London. That's South London vibes. I'm sure they do though. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I would love to,
I would love to do that.
Oh, Coca Cure.
I thought that was a venue.
Yeah, they do. They do
lounges and stuff.
Yeah, because
like
my cousin even went there for a bottomless brunch one time.
Just kidding me. That we're talking about all this and the initialist has to win on that brunch details.
I found a place actually.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
You've been there before. So you went to, you know the one, you went to the South London one.
Oh yeah.
There's one in Stratford. Okay. Now there's a new brunch in Stratford. The one in Bermondsey. Is it Bermondsey? No, not Bermondsey. Southwark? Not Southwark. The one you went for Fing's birthday. What's her name?
Stephanie.
No, Stephanie's sister.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Is it?
There's one in Stratford now, yeah.
Turkish place?
Yeah.
They pissed me off when I went there, but...
Okay. Really? I thought you had a good time.
They pissed me off. This is after I came out from Nigeria, right?
I don't remember.
I had braids.
I don't remember. Okay. But I know you went there.
Okay.
But I've heard decent reviews about the Stratford one.
Okay.
So I think, we just need to give them a date.
Yeah.
What?
It'll be a Sunday. Are we doing a Sunday?
Yeah.
Sounds like, sorry, guys. Something we should be discussing off there.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, so we'll do that. So you guys can, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that.
We'll definitely do that.
Live show.
That live show, I can't, like, what's tea with live show?
Why are you asking me? Like, I'm supposed to, like, I'm the one that's organizing everything.
I mean, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot. No, but we have to be serious. We have to be serious. At this rate, it's looking like it might have to be a winter thing because.
Oh, no, it's definitely a winter. Oh, yeah. Definitely, sorry. It's actually winter, August now.
But I think it's going to be. It's going to
be
before
Christmas.
You're
here in December.
Yeah, but we're not doing it in December. That's very late.
What are you doing in November?
Yeah, I think November.
Okay, all right. We're working with November. Okay, let's. Yeah. Okay, we'll sort that out then.
Yeah.
So, okay, I think we have set targets.
I think we need to go on a brunch.
Yeah.
Like, because we have to catch up as well.
Yeah, we've got to catch up on. Yes, we do. We've got to catch
so
up.
I think we go on a brunch and then we talk about all of this.
That, that's ridiculous. I see it every week.
I know.
And yet we haven't caught up.
I know. It's life. It's literally life.
It stinks.
It's literally life.
Okay, you know, yeah. We'll do a brunch and then we'll have a proper, like, catch up on everything.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a date. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. but the rest of this, okay. Are you here Bank Holiday weekend?
No, I'm not. Not the August one, no.
Okay. Whatever one is it? That's anyone that is.
That is true.
That's anyone we've got left.
No,
I feel
not,
like
I'm...
Bank Holidays is such a scam because we should have more every year.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, we'll talk about that off there.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to find things. If you guys see events as well, send it to us and you can.
Yeah, let us know. Like, we like to be outside. If anybody comes to the last event, that we were at.
Oh yeah, we didn't see y'all.
We didn't see y'all. So, yeah. Did y'all actually come?
Or did you just ask us for the link? They probably saw the ticket prices. It's rude. Ticket price, the inflation is getting everybody. Do you know who I'm waiting for to see the prices go up? Nando's.
It's gone up.
It's gone up already.
It's gone up.
I know you're lying.
Because before,
let me check.
One side and a quarter used to be like £10.
Yeah. A quarter chicken was £10.
Yeah, like
no, it was £7 something. I remember.
Okay, but yeah, so roughly under around the £10 range, yeah. Right? Now I'm pretty sure it's like 11 something. Because last time I went and got two sides and a half.
Yeah.
And it was something really like £16 or £15. Yeah. They've gone up.
A quarter chicken with two sides is £9.50.
Yeah. And two sides and a half is how much?
Two sides and a half.
Yeah.
£13!
Yeah, it's gone up. I went to Nando's the other day. Yeah, it's gone up.
My chicken thighs, £13.25.
Yeah. And them chicken thighs, they don't fill me up, you know.
It used to be a country. This is not it. A whole chicken.
I even saw recently that two hot wings is £1.59.
Yes!
But that's online because I've been in the stall and it's 99p.
I'm going to find out today. I'm going to let you know.
But I think online is £1.59. Yeah. Everything's gone up.
Even that, even Uber Eats and all that kind of stuff, like, no.
Ask me when was the last time I ordered off Uber Eats, because it is so expensive.
You know what, yeah. Because I'm walking in the street, I'm not ordering food anymore. Let me delete the app right now.
Nah, it's been, it's actually been a while.
Where is it?
Let me check when was the last time I ordered Uber Eats.
I don't want to check. I was over there.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me, oh, I don't even have the app anymore.
And it's, wow, okay. That's amazing. What and about it's cooking more?
Is that a lie? Let me check.
But because I like, because of the way I am with food, I'm so like, I can cook food and I get bored and I always have like leftover food.
Yeah, yeah, no, it literally
pisses my mum off because I've always got food in the fridge.
Because I get bored of food quickly.
Yes, I can't meal prep. Yeah. Gosh, I get bored.
How do I see when was my last order?
You have to go in your last orders.
Oh yeah, orders. Okay. Dun, 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 the last time, I'm so proud of myself. The last time I ordered on Uber Eats was 30th of January.
Have you been using Deliveroo though?
Nope, never use the app because that one is sickly expensive. Okay, let me, actually, but Just Eat, that's my bae.
So you're on it, you're phony. Go and you're Just Eat. That's where it's at.
Just Eat. Oh, why is it not working?
My last order Uber Eats was 9th of July.
That's not bad. We're 27th. What's today?
That's great because I ordered from Deliveroo the other day. So.
Okay, my last order on Just Eat.
Oh my God.
Where is it?
Nah, in May, I think I order like 5 times a month. Do you know what? No, I'm deleting the app right now. This is not it.
Oh, Just Eat. I know I recently ordered from Just Eat the other day. It was like a week ago or so.
I definitely start spending money.
But now I can't find it. But yeah, I'm trying to be better with ordering food because...
Yeah, I save money.
It adds up.
I think I said it one time on here that what I was going to start doing was whenever I think of ordering something, I'm going to put the money in my savings.
That's good. Also, you know what you should do? There's a feature on my online banking where you can round... So basically, let's just say if you spend... £19.47,
yeah,
it will round up to the nearest pound.
Oh, yeah,
and then say change. Send that change to your savings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can it be another bank that sends it to?
I don't know.
Because I save on like my Monzo and then I use my normal card.
Yeah, so it could do it, yeah, check if it can do that.
Yeah.
So
is it an app?
No, just on my normal. So NatWest, for example, have that feature. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they probably have it for Monzo and thingy. Yeah.
Yeah, Monzo definitely has it, but I don't use my Monzo card as a regular card.
Yeah, yeah.
But have a look.
But it's because I have my savings and my regular in one bank.
Okay.
So it's easy to transfer it there. So, like, it automatically does it for me.
Okay,
to
yeah.
My savings.
With me, with one bank, so my Lloyds, I have my current, which I spend out of, but then yeah. I have a savings account. But my savings account is where all my money goes, then I transfer to my current as I need to.
Yeah.
So it's not really a savings I don't touch.
Yeah.
My Monzo is where I wouldn't touch. But even that, I need to put it back in a pot that is locked.
Yeah.
Because I'd be transferring.
Yeah.
My saving, honestly, I'm really bad at saving.
We all do.
I'm really, really bad at saving. Like, it's not good at all. And I just think.
I think for me, the only thing that's helped me is the fact that I have a standing
order.
But even then, there's some months where I'm just like, shh,
take it out.
I gotta put some back in my current.
Yeah, I need to stop doing that. I need to just literally be like, okay, this is what you have. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this month is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be so strict with myself and be like here.
Yeah.
And if I'm gonna make cuts.
Listen, life is not easy, man.
It's not.
It's not easy. So that's what, like, for me, I just think I try to balance stuff and just do what I can, honestly. There's certain months where, I've probably not saved as much as I have previous month, but we move. Like,
I can't, honestly,
next month, we go again.
We
but
go
as long
again.
As it doesn't become like a habit where I'm constantly dipping, and that's bad. But if it's a few dip here and there, please. I need to pay for my Prosecco.
I can't listen to your Prosecco. I feel like red wine, but I get a headache when I drink red wine.
Yeah.
Right, Love Island's coming to an end.
Oh, yes.
God, I can't lie to you. This season has been...
I think this is the one season where I've just it's not really liked a lot of people.
And do you know what is it? You know, we've actually ended the show with the same people we started with.
Yeah. And it's mad because that doesn't usually happen.
It's wild.
It's the same bloody people.
It speaks
from the beginning.
To the foolishness that is the season.
But it also speaks to the fact that everybody knows the game.
Yes, yes.
Everyone knows the game. So, like, everybody's cheating, basically.
Honestly.
It's not authentic anymore. Because everyone's playing the game. Luca, Gemma, even Davide and Ekin-Su, they're playing the game. Like, they may like each other, but come on.
Ekin is thinking
she's theatrical.
Career. She's theatrical, but I think she's also thinking career. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I love that. She's gone in there with... Because, you know, in the past, we've criticised people for not going there with the game.
Yeah, that is true.
She went in with a good, solid game.
Yeah.
Davide is just a thing of convenience and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Tasha... I don't think that girl likes Andrew, man.
Everyone's trying to get a deal because when you look at Tasha's Instagram before Love Island, she was doing like fashion stuff on her Instagram page and stuff. So you can see that everyone's trying to get a deal.
Because I was looking at their first look thing and Andrew said something to her.
And she started crying.
No, I was just thinking this girl don't like him.
I think she does, you know.
I don't think so. Because you know what it is, I think that if this show had a few more weeks going on and there was another new guy, she would have got to know him.
I think she's grown to like him. I think that's what
I think, do you know what it is? I think the last time, I think because every time she got to know a new guy, she got put in the bottom.
Yeah.
I think she decided, you know what, I'm not just anymore.
Because
I started to see her like overcompensate.
Yeah.
Where she was trying to be overly affectionate. Yeah. Like overly like, I'm for Andrew, I'm for Andrew, any chance she got.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah. And then I remember the confusion on her face when she was in all of that and then they were still in the bottom two.
Yeah.
She's thinking, well, I'm giving you guys what you want.
Yeah.
I feel like out of everybody, she cares the most what the public think. But this season is just a bit like, gosh, I'm so happy it's ending.
Yeah. And it's weird how like, you can see how the live commentary has slowly died down as well on the timeline. Yeah. Because it's just
even our usual entertainers kind of thing.
Yeah. This is not what we signed up for.
I don't know what it is.
And Paige and Adam, fake.
I feel like Adam stole someone's spot.
I don't see... Is it just me? I see lust. I don't see anything genuine connection. Even though Jax was a bad person, yeah? I saw more of a connection between her and Jax than I did with her and Adam.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't see any substantial... Obviously, they cut stuff out. But from what I see...
No, because they always showed us... Because with them, we only ever see them like having fun and flirting.
Yeah.
And then I'm like...
But even then, it doesn't feel authentic.
I feel like they just talk about their family life. I feel like the conversations are just about life.
It's so boring.
It's like normal, like...
Yeah. Friend. Like what we're going to do outside. Like, does your mum... You think your mum's going to like me? Are you guys actually getting to know each other?
Adam is just there for a rebrand.
Of course.
I feel like he even bamboozled
a man said cheers to the final days. Cheers to the final.
He said it's our first date and our last date. I said, Paige, you're going to chop breakfast.
Yeah, 100%. And when she comes out and she sees what everyone has been talking about her, saying that she's a bully.
It's going to be what? She's not going to like it.
Because how can one person, everyone saying the same thing about
same
you?
Same thing about you.
There has to be some truth.
I don't feel like she was a girl who was popular back in school.
And the fact that she was crying because people said she looks like Coco.
Coco came out and said she didn't say... Like she wasn't bawling, but she was like upset. That's enough for me. I don't care.
I'm sorry, but I don't think Coco's ugly.
I don't think she's ugly.
And even seeing her come out of the villa, I've seen her interviews. I'm like, you're actually a pretty girl.
I think she's prettier.
Like I feel like the camera
wasn't doing justice.
Yeah, and Laura Whitmore has even said that when you see a lot of the Islanders in real life, they're actually much more good looking than the camera.
Yeah.
Like I've seen her do interviews with that Murad guy and other people. And I'm thinking Coco's actually a pretty girl. Like
she's a pretty girl.
Where is this ugly that
bitch.
People are
she's
calling
just,
her?
Paige is
such
a
bitch. Such a bitch, honestly. And she, I don't like to call you a bitch, but
and she loves to do like that. I feel like from the start, I clocked that she wished she was Gemma.
Yeah, 100%.
Like Gemma's one of those girls that she wish she could have been.
And have you
with.
Noticed you stopped doing the ponytails now that Gemma stopped doing the ponytails? Have you noticed?
The queer. Do you know how funny it was when she started doing ponytails? Do you know how funny it was?
Because she wanted to win Jack so much.
Nah, but do you know, like, It's like, we never saw this girl before. Until next thing I know, I've seen her verse. And loosen it.
And it was tight.
Loosen it. It was tight. Paige, because you're about to have, you're going to leave that place with receding hairline.
Yeah.
I literally was looking at her like, your ponytail is so snatched here that your eyebrows are racist. Loosen the pony.
And ever since Gemma stopped doing it, she stopped doing it. And also,
Jax left. I feel like when Jax left, she had to compete.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Gemma.
And also, someone was saying that she's nice to girls that she feels like are on the same level as her.
Oh, yeah.
Like in terms of like looks and
like she wants to be like Yeah.
Cause I think Ekin-Su was talking about, what was it? Ekin-Su was talking about her date or something. Or was it India was talking about her date? And then she was just sat there like, like,
do you think the way she does that?
And then she just sat there like,
and it's just like, ew!
So
Oh my gosh! And it's her neck thing as well.
Yeah,
and
the lip thing. Yeah,
it's like, I'm like,
and she's like, he looks so good.
She's sick.
She's definitely a bitch. Definitely a bitch. And
I don't even understand when I don't. This person, I'm so sorry if this comes across so dramatic, guys, but she makes me like when I see her, like, shut up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like she's trying to be somebody.
But
not it.
It's because she's trying to be like the it girl, like you know, like the
yeah, girls.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand that. Oh my god!
And I'm so sorry as well. Gemma and Luca.
They gotta go.
Gemma, I think Gemma is just is just containing him. Like,
nah, she's literally tolerating.
Yeah.
Him, he is going to, honestly, I'm not being funny, as soon as they step out of the house,
because that challenge bit really pissed me off.
Let me see how many followers she's got, because that man is going to have a heart attack every moment they go out.
Because you know, in the challenge bit where she licked, I think she licked Adam's chest, I didn't understand why he was angry, because and it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Like, under normal circumstances, obviously, yeah, you can be jealous and think, oh, come on. Like, but to the fact where you were so moody, like, you could tell he was, and then he pushed her.
Yes.
Which I thought was so
rude. I don't know how they did not pick up on that.
That was so rude.
When Sharif, do you remember Sharif?
Yeah.
When he was joking with, he and literally Molly were play fighting.
Yeah.
And he accidentally kicked her.
Yeah.
And said it was a cunt punt.
Yeah.
He was literally, and they were joking and laughing.
Yeah.
He, like a thief in that, he got kicked evacuated out. Yeah. From the building. This man literally pushed her on camera. Yeah.
And you could tell she nearly fell.
She nearly fell.
She's got a million.
She's got 1.1 million.
Yeah.
Because Ekin was, well, I'll say Ekin did it first. Ekin was the first million on this season. Let me see how much Luca has.
Ekin and Davide's date. Oh my God. It's that beautiful. If I got to go on a date like that. 813. Who?
813.
Who, Luca?
Yeah.
That boy is a fucking idiot as well.
Jax has got 1 million too. Damn, y'all are really.
But people are fake, man. People will be pretending that they don't like the people, but really and truly they do.
Yeah. But Jax is better though.
But the Fierce 500, they standing for real, for real.
Yeah, they,
like.
So this is some girl, yeah, came out and said that basically she works in like an old people's home or whatever.
Mm.
And she's like, a lot of the old people there vote for Tasha and Andrew.
Yeah.
And so she's like, why are you guys are fighting Fiat 500? They're not your problem.
Yeah.
It's the old people. It's the old white people.
But Fiat 500 as well, they love a white, young romance, like, that they can see themselves, like, in those couples kind of thing, if that makes sense. But, yeah. Who do you think is going to win? Because is it this weekend and they're showing the winner?
It's Sunday.
But have the mom and dads come in yet? Or they're not coming in this time?
I don't think they're coming in.
Because they would have come in by now, no?
Yeah. They should have come in by now. But they haven't. I don't think they're going to come in. I think they know that Luca's parents are going to come in.
Because if today is Friday, they're going to show today's one. Then Saturday, they skip Saturday. They skip Saturdays, isn't it?
Yeah. Saturday's the behind the scenes thing.
So Sunday is the finale.
Yeah.
So that means that mom and dads aren't coming. Wow.
Let me see. So I'm just opening something. It says, Love Island ending, blah, blah.
Yeah.
When is it?
I would have loved to see the mom and dads come in though. Because I would have loved to see.
Oh no.
It's not this week.
It's on Monday.
It's ending on Monday.
Yeah.
So maybe the mom and dads are coming Sunday?
Gosh, I was really hoping it was Monday, Sunday. I didn't know it so much.
So when did the mum and dad's, or maybe the mum does not come in.
They come in this year. Let's Google it. Our parents going into Love Island. Yeah, there we go.
What does it say?
When his parents on Love Island. It's episode we've been waiting for.
Because this night they're meant to vote for the least compatible couples.
Yeah. Oh yes. So does that mean the least compatible is gonna go?
Yeah. Well, they vote for two least compatible couples. So I feel what they're gonna do is make us choose one out of the two that the islanders pick.
Oh.
But regardless, Gemma and Luke aren't going home. That's what's pissing me off. Yeah.
It might be Sunday, you know.
That the parents come.
Yeah.
And then what they...
Because they didn't show it in the first scenes today.
Yeah, they didn't.
So it might be Sunday.
And then what they get chose the final...
And then Monday's the finale. Mm. That's good. We don't get to see... Who do you think is going to leave tonight? If they vote people to leave, who do you reckon will leave?
Who's in there again? It's Dami... Not Luke Abish.
Luke and Gemma, Dami India... Tasha Andrew, Paige and Adam, and Ekin and Davide.
Paige and Adam, yeah, might leave, yeah.
I think everyone's saying that. I think they're going to be the least compatible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've only been doing that for 2 weeks. Sorry, everyone else been doing good work. I think...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I need Paige to go.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and I want her to come back and see all the shit that people were saying about her. Because if islanders themselves are saying it, then it's true. The same way they said about Jax, and then Jax ended up leaving himself a couple of days later, yep, when Remy said they basically had a fight. Yeah.
Yep.
I 100% believe, because there's been so many like mean girl moments that I've seen of Paige that I 100% believe what the islanders are saying.
She's ridiculous.
She's such a bitch.
We
literally sound like bitches bitching about...
Nah, because it's like, she's just mean.
She's
like,
so mean.
You can tell,
yeah,
she's just mean. Like, yeah, nah, I need her to go. I really hope that they get voted. I reckon that Gem and Luke, I think Gem and Luke are jealous of Ekin and Davide.
Yeah, especially Luca.
Because remember, like,
He makes everything so a competition.
He was everything. So hurt when he became exclusive and they weren't. And Gemma was like, listen, bruv.
And then I think there was the deal. Something even happened, and then I can't remember what it was. Was it the date thing?
Mm.
Something happened, and Luca was like, oh, yeah, well, we're like, he made a comment that basically kind of said that, well, We're better, like, and that's just, it's not a competition. Isn't a competition.
Even Gemma's a bitch too.
Oh yeah, and but her bitchiness has calmed down recently.
But Gemma don't like Ekin at all.
Oh no.
She pretends, but it's sad because Ekin thinks that's one of her favorite friends, her best friend.
She called her best friend, yeah. Because when she was talking about wanting to have Davide's kids, she was like, oh, like she made that rolly eyes at off.
Gemma is so miserable. Like,
she's a moody cow.
She's a moody cow.
Very moody cow.
The sad thing is that Amber tried to do the same thing, girl.
Yeah.
You half black. There's no room for you to do that.
Yeah.
If I ever went, I would have to be that, the happiest girl.
Yeah.
Even though my resting bitch face game is strong.
But when Amber did that, people called her a bully. Do you remember?
Yeah, but she was like, she was rude though. Cause you know what? Gemma's a bitch, yeah. But Amber, like, you can tell her good news, she rolled her eyes.
I don't really remember.
And I think she was very like, because there's something about Ekin as well. But Ekin's like, well, I want to get to know. She's like, you just want to get to know everybody.
Yeah.
What? Wait, this is what we're here for, you idiot.
Yeah.
Because then you didn't like your man.
Yeah.
So what's he? This season was dead, man.
Yeah, I think it's because everyone's clocked the game. Like, everyone's trying to play. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone knows what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Even Dami and India, like, as much as I love India, but someone said this and I just thought it's so true. India's based that friend who you don't like their boyfriend, but because you like her, is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't trust Dami one bit.
I don't trust him, but I'm starting to trust him a bit. But I even saw a tweet today that Vic retweeted, and it said how basically, apparently one time he said that you got to treat them like it's a romance. It's a romance novel. Because they're talking about how, you know, when he spun her around when they did the whole carnival thing they did.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, this is so sweet. And then someone said, I can't help but remember the fact that this man said you got to treat them like it's a romance novel.
And the man basically said he went with Summer because he knew he could get back with India. So...
Moment of silence for that.
I don't trust the man, but it is what it is. Everyone's there for the game, so let's not.
That's it.
Think like or be silly and think, oh, this actually meant to be like real love.
But you know, I love the fact that I feel like when India comes out,
she's getting deals.
Indian, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if Dami decides to like cheat on her, whatever, or do whatever madness, India is buff. Like,
yeah.
So it's a thing where like she's the kind of girl that strikes me as like for like.
Yeah.
Whereas girls like you yeah. do yours, me to, yeah. You do me, I do you yeah. kind of thing. So and she's gonna get hella attention. Let me see how many followers this has got. She's
yeah.
getting
when she comes out. Let me follow her now. She's definitely getting a couple of deals, 100%. I think she's even PLT stunning. The other day was like, do you think we should give she deserves a PLT? Something along the lines of like we should down. Give her because she's black girl.
440k though.
I'm not shocked, honestly.
Let me see what that means. Because that's rude.
You know, these white folks be getting a lot of...
Six.
Oh, wow. I've just seen this.
What?
Deji reveals that after Natalia said Ekin who, Ekin actually replied Ekin your mum, but they didn't air it.
My girl. I love that.
My God.
I love that for her.
Ekin your mum.
Flipping yes, bitch. Because Natalia came in trying to stunt on her. Don't do that.
That one too.
Don't act up.
She's like, Ekin who?
She's like, who are you that you matter to me? So she said, your mum.
Oh, God.
Ekin said, all these bitches is my sons.
That's so rude. Ekin your mum.
I love that.
If that was me, I'm sorry, but we would have gone off.
I love that.
Excuse me.
I love energy. Yes.
That's mean.
Now, India is stunning, man.
That is mean.
India's a stunning, stunning babe.
Yeah. But yeah, man. I think we're going to finish off here, guys.
Yeah, man. Ain't got shit else to say. I'm joking. But yeah, we really appreciate you guys, by the way, all the time. Yeah. We'll let you know the brunch details soon.
Very, 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 very soon.
Very soon. And if you guys know any events that can pop in, let us know.
Yeah, because we want to be outsiding.
Be outside. Just and do living cute stuff. Like, I mean, just do cute stuff. I'm not asking for much.
Yeah, I just want to slay.
That's what I was saying to the guys that I had a hot girl summer last. I was like, oh, like, you know, I had a nice weekend last weekend. It was a day party, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, hot girl summer, weather was nice, yeah. blah, blah. Okay, they said my hot girl summer is not hot.
Why?
It says Luke girl summer. It's lukewarm summer.
Why?
They said I'm not doing what hot girls are doing.
We have to amp it up a notch. This event.
Let me see.
We've been to one that's before. Me. It's going to go, that's why.
Okay. When is it?
No, this one is this weekend. We can't go to this one. But the next one, we're going to it.
Okay, yeah.
Next one, we're going to it. Because it's going to, that one's like, the venue that they do it now, vibes.
Oh, okay. That's good. I like it. Because
yeah.
I think the venue makes a difference.
Yeah.
But what is a hot girl summer? Like, we can't hype it up without ruining our situations.
But my.
Because for me, hot girl summer is just having fun.
Yeah. And like.
No. I don't know what you're going to say, but I don't know if you're going to say that.
But like, they know that I'm living my life.
Okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? So like,
living my life.
Like, they so know, good. And they know that I'm not like thotting and bopping or like guys yeah. are moving to me and I'm like, yeah, here's my number. Like, when yeah. I say I'm having a hot girl summer, it's more like I'm living my best life with my friends.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to tell them.
Yeah.
Brent said I'm a fraud.
It's because they think hot girl.
It's just about having sex. I'm saying it's
no. I'm sorry, but Megan Thee Stallion, is she having sex with other people?
Okay, she's got a man.
Yeah, and she's having a hot girl summer. So,
wait, guys, stop me. I'm gonna have a hot girl summer.
Yes, period. But anyway, guys, we're gonna end it here.
We are gonna end it. I was gonna say end it. Wow, it's dramatic. We are gonna end it here.
Happy new month, and we'll catch Happy you on the next episode.
That's right.
Peace. Bye. Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.